So welcome to today's call. My name is Claudette, and I serve as a trustee to the Debtors Anonymous General Service Board, and I am a debtor. Please let's start and join me with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The mission of the call today is to provide information for all first-time General Service Representatives, GSRs, and Intergroup Service Representative, ISRs, as well as returning GSRs and ISRs, GSB trustees, and members of the DA Fellowship to participate in the upcoming 2026 pre-conference orientation call. We hope to bring some clarity on what to expect during your five-day conference in San Francisco, as well as answer any questions that may come from the discussion. One thing too that is very important, we'd like to remind everyone attending this year's conference that anonymity during the World Conference is all important. We do not discuss outside of the conference what is going on within the conference. So we don't go back to our hotel room and call our sponsor or another friend and say, hey, listen, this is what's going on. We just don't do that. Speakers and moderators will be recorded, and the recording will become available on the debtorsanonymous.org website under Fellowship Services Fellowship Podcasts. After the moderator and speaker sessions, we will stop recording the call for the share and question and answer period. Anyone sharing or asking a question during this period will not be recorded. If you are a speaker, please, when it's your time to speak, start by asking if you can be heard. I will be giving you a time warning when 1 minute remains and when time is up. Speakers, please acknowledge that you hear me. So we're going to start right away, and we're going to start first with our wonderful speaker, Roger, who's going to share information on the travel ID requirements in the United States. Roger, welcome to the call, and you may begin.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Well, I came prepared. I have a slideshow.
Wonderful.
So documentation. This is one area where anonymity collides, where you can't be anonymous when you're checking in for a flight or a hotel or crossing a border. So there are some rules and information I want to share with you today. So first of all, the person traveling bears the responsibility of ensuring their travel documents are valid. This is not our responsibility. It's the responsibility of the traveler. So check your passport. Make sure it's valid. And this does touch into some outside issues. So we have no opinion on these outside issues. This is information to enter the United States as well as to travel domestically within the United States, and we do this as a service to our members. We're not affiliated with the U.S. government, nor are we experts in these matters. We share this information to bring to your attention the complexities and requirements that travelers are required to adhere to. So we'll start with travelers who are currently in the U.S. and are U.S. citizens. Effective about 13 months ago, the Real ID compliant requirement was implemented, and this requires real ID when boarding domestic aircraft between two U.S. points and for entering specific U.S. facilities such as jails, prisons, nuclear facilities, etc. So this refers to a government-issued documentation that complies with enhanced security requirements for the U.S. federal government. If you have a valid U.S. passport, this is fine. You do not need a real ID when checking in for a domestic flight. If you have a passport issued by another country that's valid, this will be fine for checking in domestically. And a real ID or real ID compliant driver's license or military ID issued for travel, permanent resident card, or enhanced driver's licenses issued by Michigan and Minnesota. In terms of tribal photo identification, I would check based on your current First Nation or Indigenous area just to make sure your ID is valid because there's a wide variety of changes. So basically, most people will have a real ID, which will be similar to or tied into their driver's license. So, how can you tell if your driver's license is real ID compliant? If it has a star. Most times it's located on the right-hand side, but I believe some states it might be on the left. And it's either a gold star, a black star, a gold star cut out in a gold circle, a star cut out in a black circle, or a star cut out on a gold grizzly bear. So depending on the state, it may be one of these five. And so this is an example from the state of Minnesota. The middle photo is a real ID. It shows the star, where a standard driver's license does not have the star, and the enhanced driver's license does not have the star. So the real ID requires the star. So these are available from the 50 states and the five US territories Department of Motor Vehicles. And more information can be found at www.tsa.gov/real-id. That's tsa.gov/real-id. Now, for people who are currently not in the United States and are not US citizens, you do require a passport. So if you are coming from Canada or Bermuda, in most cases, just a valid passport that's valid for at least 6 months is fine, provided you have no blemishes in your history, so no convictions. Staying for more than 30 days for Canadians and Bermudans are required, fingerprinting is required, as well as advance registration. There's approximately 40 countries, I believe the number today is 42, where you can get an electronic travel authorization, which is done electronically. And the cost as of today is $40.27 US, and you have to apply electronically at the website https://esta.cbp.dhs.gov. And these are the countries as of currently that are do require an ESTA but do not require a visa unless they have a blemish or some other contradiction, conviction, or other problems connected to their past. This list is for your information only. It can change at any moment. All other nationalities require a US visa. And this requires a complex process as well as an interview. The visa integrity fee is $250. And for many countries, they also have to pay an additional security deposit. There are approximately 51 countries on this list, and that is a $5,000 to $15,000 fee, which apparently is refundable once you've proven you've left the country. So
One
more
minute,
information
thank
can
you.
be, thank you. More information can be found about Trusted Travelers programs on the various government websites. So just do a Google search for Trusted Traveler programs. And a reminder that you bear the responsibility of ensuring that all of your travel documents are valid. If you are coming in on a visa, you will require a letter of invitation signed by me as the chair of the board. And so you can email us at annualwsc@debtorsanonymous.org. However, if you have not already started the process, it may probably be unlikely you will get a visa within the next 5 weeks. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Roger. That is excellent information. Our next speaker is Wendy, who will share her wonderful experience on the Mentor-Mentee program. Wendy, welcome.
Thank
You
you.
can begin.
Can I be heard?
Yes, perfectly.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. My name is Wendy. I am the chair of the conference committee and on the mentoring committee, subcommittee. And I want to talk to you about the mentoring program. The mentoring program was created and has been active for the past 5 years, and it has three important goals: to support first-time delegates and any other delegate who feels that they'd like some extra support with the conference process. It's here to answer questions regarding the World Service Conference and to serve our fellowship through enacting DA's traditions and concepts. So what, if you are in the mentoring program, if you are a mentee, what should you expect to receive? Some support on understanding the conference schedule, required travel preparation, things that you should bring, the registration packet that are referred to in the registration packet, and more materials that will be coming. And the mentoring program will help you to see look at all of the information that's coming. There's a lot: parliamentary procedures, things to bring to the conference, and encouraging you to attend both the Wednesday tech training and the finance report, and to review early motions. We'll point you to knowledge about the different committees and caucuses that you will can join. And also remind you that there's an open forum at the convocation where you can speak. Each delegate gets a chance to say something and have their voice be heard. We are the point people, or your mentor will be the point person to ask questions and to help you to have a familiar face if you don't know anybody else coming to the conference. And then once at the conference, we'll point you to the hospitality room and the tech area and help remind you about self-care, to manage your time. There's a lot of people and there's a lot to do, and it's important to make sure that you balance that with what you need in terms of rest and pulling away from people. And then your mentor will schedule a meetup with you. And on Wednesday, we will have a mentoring meetup. Not all the mentors will be there, but we like to ask all the mentees to come because you'll meet one another. And you can support one another and get some camaraderie. And if your mentor isn't there, we have other people that can, support you. That has not yet scheduled, but it will be on the schedule. And then time to will be listed. Other things will be listed, and we'll go over the count schedule with you and the binder. And so that's the kind of support you can get if you're part of the mentoring program, and the support that you can give if you are part of the mentoring program as a mentor. Communication works next in about a week. We'll start matching mentors and mentees and giving you some time to connect before the conference. And email, if you want to connect up with one another by phone, you can also do that. And we'll continue to match people up until the time that we get to the conference, because we'll get more registrations and more people asking for mentoring. If you have any issues connecting with your mentor, please come back to. I'll be sending the original email to everybody, so you can check back in with me, both mentor or mentee, if you have difficulty hooking up. And how do you sign up? Well, some of you may have already signed up. When you registered it on the registration form, there was a place for a mentor or a mentee for you to select that. And if you've already registered and you haven't done that, then we're going to have you email to the Debtors Anonymous. I have the email address, Roger, as annual.wsc@debtorsanonymous.org. So I don't know which is right. So maybe we can check that out and let people
One
know.
minute, Wendy.
Thank you. There will be a full guide for anyone who mentors, helping you to see how to support. And this year, we're really emphasizing that you don't have to be coming to the conference to mentor, that it's a wonderful service if you've finished being a GSR to continue to mentor someone because you have a lot of experience, and we'll take care of them once they get to the conference and make sure that they have people, but you can help support them before they come. And I will not be able to stay around for questions and answers, but Karma and I have agreed to respond. She's one of the other trustees, to any questions that come up. So hopefully they will get captured and can be emailed to the two of us, and we can respond to any questions that people have. And I hope you take advantage of this wonderful opportunity to ease you into the conference. If you're a new or returning GSR, we hope that you will also support others. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. That was great. Thank you for sharing your experience, strength, and hope with us.
And I'll just jump in. Wendy is correct. My slide had an error. The email address is annual.wsc@debtorsanonymous.org. So thanks, Wendy.
Thank you. The next speaker is Alpha, who's going to share information on the committees and caucuses that are available for you to become a member of at the conference, as well as your responsibility to those committees throughout the year. Alpha, welcome. You can begin.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Alpha, a debtor and compulsive spender. And I have been to two of the World Service conferences, one in Ottawa, Canada, and one last year in San Francisco. And I'm looking forward to this one in August. And my first time when I showed up, I was super overwhelmed with how much information there was. And I really oriented myself by digging into debtorsanonymous.com resources. Right on that website, there's the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service, which is lovingly referred to as the DAMS. And I didn't even know what DAMS meant, but it means Manual for Service. So it tells you everything you would ever want to know about being a GSR or an ISR or anything to do with the organization in general. And in that DAMS, there's a list of all the committees and a description of each committee. So I wanted to share my screen and just show you the organization of those committees in the first place. So you can see this is the structure of the conference. And on the right is the GSB liaison committees. On the left is the World Service Committees and Caucuses. So each one of these, the Debtors Anonymous, Business Debtors Anonymous, and Resource, UUOC, Public Information, Hospitals, Institutions and Prisons, Global Technology, FCC, Conference, and Litcom. Then the Conference Caucuses, Intergroup, and Spiritually Sustaining Earning. This is kind of the organization, how each one of these committees has a liaison from the GSB. So this was my first place where I could kind of understand how they're organized. And then if we jump down to page 80, it starts to give you descriptions. So you can go ahead and read through these so you can know what each one of these committees does. So I did a lot of reading to educate myself about each committee and what they do. And that helped a lot. The other place I looked was, what's it called? It's like a newsletter for service. It's called DA Focus. So in DA Focus, they have a whole summary of each committee and what they accomplished the year before. So you can research the actual activities that they did to give you an idea if that's something you're interested in, or if that's your skill set, or if it's something you want to learn about, or you might just be really passionate about. For me, I joined the FCC committee, which is the Fellowship Communications Committee, and that has does the Ways and Means newsletter. And I got on that subcommittee. So the personal stories that people will send in was something that I was really passionate about. And I really enjoyed working with that group. That's how I chose that committee was by going to the meeting. And then after I looked at all the different committees, I went to a few different committee meetings during the World Service Conference to get a feeling of the flow of the room, the people who were there, just how I fit in. And it was really important to me how I felt comfortable with the people who were there and what they were working on. So there's just like such a buzz in the room, a buzz in the air during the World Service Conference that gives you so much energy, or gives me so much energy for I wish I could be on every committee. I just really loved what was happening. And so I spent a few hours in one committee, spent a few hours in another committee, and then I also needed to talk to my mentor. So that was a really great explanation that Wendy just gave about the mentor-mentee process. There are so many things that you can get confused about or wrapped up in and needing guidance. So just having someone else to talk things over with was really, really helpful for me. I also just wanted to mention that when you go to all these rooms and you hear some people who are been there for a couple of years and then some people who are new, there's so much welcoming energy where people are kind and welcoming. There's a lot of recovery and then love for service. So it kind of it's a little bit I don't say addictive. It's attractive, right? So people are attracted to other people's energy. And so I can't wait for this August to see what comes next. And I think that that's all I had. I can't remember if I had anything else I wanted to say, but I think that'll do. Thanks.
It's great. Thank you, Alpha. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you too this August. Our next speaker is Rob. Rob is a trustee on the executive board with us, and Rob is going to share on the conference schedule and the importance of convocation. So, Rob, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Claudette. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. So we actually don't have the schedule all set in stone for this year. So I'm going to go over the schedule we had last year. It'll be pretty much the same. I will not ID the room it's going to be in, just the day and the approximate time. Okay. So we start the conference on Wednesday. Registration opens at noon, and also our hospitality room opens at that time. We have technology training at 1, mentor-mentee meetup at 2:30, finance report with a Q&A at 3, and then we have dinner. Then our opening session begins at 6. We're, among other things, we're going to have the GSB committee reports. And then later on in the evening, you can go to a 12-step meeting, or if you'd like to join a caucus, the caucus meetings begin at 9:15. The next day, Thursday, you can get up early, 6:30, for conscious contact. Then there's breakfast, and then the actual session begins at 8:30. We'll have the WSC committees and caucuses give their end-year report from the previous year. Then we have an open forum from 11 to 12, and we have lunch, and we go back to the open forum at 1. Then we break, and caucuses meet at 2:15. There's an open 12-step meeting, and then there's committee meeting. So that's when, as Elva was saying, you're going to check out various rooms and see which committee you'd like to belong to. So that starts at 3:30 to 5. We have dinner, then the committees continue from 7 to 9:30. Friday, we have conscious contact again at 6:30, and we continue with our committee meetings all day except for break at lunch. And then Friday night, it's free, whatever people want to do. And have social time with each other. Saturday begins convocation after breakfast at 8:30. There's a fellowship day going on at the same time that registration starts for that at 10. There's a lunch with a guest speaker. And then fellowship day begins. There's several tracks of fellowship day from 10 to 5 p.m. Then the wonderful talent show is at 6 to 11:30, gala dinner. The next day we have convocation that begins at 8:30, and it ends at noon, and those days just fly by. So now I'm going to talk about convocation and motions, and this is actually written by a previous trustee, Bill D. And it's so well done, I didn't want to mess with this. So here it is. The first thing we want to say about convocation is that it's essential to attend it. One of the things we've noticed in the past is that someone will be talking to on Friday or Saturday. They'll say, "Well, you know, I've got an 8 a.m. flight on Sunday morning." Well, the thing that needs to be emphasized is that if you leave before the end of convocation on Sunday, you'll be missing a very, very important and essential way to participate in the World Service Conference. So, having said that, convocations are on the mornings of Saturday and Sunday. And those are the days when the conference hears reports from the new committees and caucuses. Each committee and caucus from the previous conference year will end at the beginning of this year's World Service Conference. They will make end year reports on Thursday morning, and then the new committees and caucuses will begin. They will spend the next few days making motions and recommendation to submit to the convocation by 5 p.m. on Friday. And please note that caucuses do not have the ability to make motions, but they can make recommendations. But if they have an idea for a motion, they need to take it to the appropriate committee and then be presented as a motion to the WSC. On Friday night, the chair, vice chair, and secretary, along with the parliamentarian, will review all of the motions that were put forth. And sometimes that group meeting together might think, this seems more like a recommendation than a motion. So they might make a motion into a recommendation. And then, based on the numbers of motions and recommendations that each committee has submitted, the committees and caucuses will be allocated a specific amount of time on either Saturday or Sunday. So when they're going to present is not up to them, but will be decided by the officers. On Saturday morning, the WSC committees and caucuses give their reports. They'll talk about their discussions over the last several days and what they've decided to focus on during the upcoming conference year. Then the committee chair will present their recommendations and then their motions one at a time. All of the motions and recommendations will appear on a screen for everyone to see, and they can be edited in real time. Sometimes an individual will ask the committee if they can accept an amendment to the motion, and then the members of the committee will get together to discuss whether they would accept that amendment or not. There will be time for pros and cons. All the delegates will have access to a microphone, so people who feel one way or the other about a motion will have time to get up and say, "I'm in favor of this because," or "I'm opposed to this because." There is a timer for everything during the convocations. Once the motion's wording has been accepted, again, it'll be edited live, projected on a screen. Then the convocation, after the pros and cons have been heard, will have the chance to vote on that motion. Sometimes the discussions about a motion can take some time, so patience is extremely important during this process. Sometimes there'll be questions from the ISRs or GSRs that the board members don't know the answer to. So they will have to discuss it with their parliamentarian who sits up in front. There might be a 5-minute discussion off mic with the parliamentarian to see what's the best way to proceed on this. And that's when everyone else just needs to practice patience. During these discussions, which sometimes become very emotional and passionate, in addition to practicing patience, we need to practice decorum. We need to remember tradition one. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on DA unity. That doesn't mean that everybody is going to like or approve of or appreciate every decision that's made. We have to realize that there is a system of parliamentary procedure that must be followed because we've agreed to do that as a fellowship, and also that we might have differing opinions, but the majority is the one who's going to decide on issues. Emotions might become high, as already mentioned, and there's nothing wrong with passion. So it is important that we maintain decorum, that nobody says anything in a personal way but someone else who is speaking. Two of the concepts of service become very important during the convocation as well. Concept four states, throughout our conference structure, we maintain at all levels the traditional right of participation, ensuring a voting representation. All of the GSRs, the ISRs, the office managers, and the board members get to vote. Concept five says, the traditional rights of appeal and petition protect the minority opinion and ensure the consideration of personal grievances. So, if a vote is made and someone is in the minority, they can speak to that and their voice will be heard. A number of times during convocation, we've seen votes on motions reversed because of the minority opinion. This is always a very powerful moment at convocation, and it demonstrates that our system works well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rob. That was excellent. And I'm remembering how there was so much information at the beginning and the webinar is so useful. Thank you so much. Our next speaker is also a trustee with the General Service Board. And this is Helen, and she's going to share on the committee meetings and their importance at the conference and after. Helen, welcome. Please go ahead when you are
Thanks.
ready.
You can hear me okay, yes?
Yes, thank you.
Great, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Just wonderful to be listening to everything. And so I'm asked to speak. I'm Helen Detter, and I am grateful to be a trustee on the General Service Board. It's an incredible honor. So I'm asked to talk to you about joining a committee, the importance of the committee starter kit, accommodating international schedules when you're scheduling your committee meetings, and the role of the board liaison. So thank you for all the previous speakers about the committees, and I think there are 10 in all. And I think, as Alpha talked about, you might be spending time deciding which committee you'd like to be on. Some of you might know right away where you want to go. And I think Alpha mentioned also you can go in and out of the committees the first day. I think by the end of Thursday, hopefully, you will have decided which committee you want to join. Each GSR and ISR must join one committee. That's why we go to the conference, is to do committee work. After you register, you should receive a digital binder of telling you all different things about the conference. And the one I wanted to talk about a little bit is the WSC Starter Kit. So this binder contains many, many PDFs, and this WSC Starter Kit is about 9 pages, and it tells you many things about how to get a committee begun. And the first thing that you will do in so the liaison will lead the first committee meeting, and then a chair will be elected and people to fill in the other service positions on the committee. One of the actions in your early committee will be to, and this can be very challenging, is to come up with a time to meet each month, on Zoom most likely, that's going to fit everyone's schedule. And if people are, there can be many, many different time zones. So that can be the most challenging, one of the most challenging things to do at the beginning, is to come up with a compatible time for each committee member. It seems often it defaults to Saturday and Sunday.
And that may be because people are working and we, understand all that. It doesn't have to be a weekend. So you can just keep that in mind when you're talking to each other about when you could meet. So the committees meet once a month and or more as needed is what I have written down here. Many times the committee will break up into subcommittees. So you might be meeting once a month in your committee, and then maybe another hour or so another time to meet with your subcommittee. So monthly meetings are a priority. And we are sent to the conference with the goodwill of our home meetings usually, and give reports all through the year back to your home meeting, the meeting that has sent you there. And so they are a priority. And we just recommend that once your committee has decided when you're meeting each month, is to put that into your calendar going forward so that this is it's a priority in your service life. So that's what I found out. And this is a t I just wanted to mention this. Just it is a Rod mentioned it earlier about how we talk to one another, and we are a 12-step fellowship, and we are bound by service to one another. And it's a lot going on for 4 days. It's a lot, and it can be overwhelming, and tempers can, kind of start flying. And so what I've learned is I've been to several more than I could believe. I was GSR to three, and then I was ISR to two, and this is my second year as a trustee. So this I think will be my seventh World Service Conference in a row. I can't believe it. It's I've learned so much, and I'm still learning so much, but I think the bottom line is about kindness to one another. And for me, this is something I'm learning about every day is, in my other fellowship, they say, does it have to be said? Does it have to be said now? And does it have to be said by me? And there's an interesting thing in that for me is learning to listen more, because so much goes on in the committee. You're going to be with people that you probably don't know them yet. You're going to meet them and get to know them really well, and it's a lot of fun. I've enjoyed my committee work so much. And the last part, I'm not sure how much time I have left, but the board liaison. Each committee is assigned a liaison who is a member of the General Service Board, and this liaison will be in your meetings from the beginning, and the liaison will actually lead the first committee meeting. And part of the agenda, I think I said, is to elect a chair. But until that is done, the liaison will be leading the first meeting. And then is there as a member, but a non-voting member of the committee all through the year. The liaison acts as a conduit between the committee and General Service. Often questions come up. I think someone mentioned about the motions. Rob was talking about the motions. And as your committee is preparing motions to bring to the convocation, there are often questions about many things. And so the liaison can help bridge the gap between the committee and the General Service Board. So I think that's all I have to say. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Helen, so much. That was great. It's great that you have all that experience and your strength and hope. Thank you. Our next speaker is Kate, who's going to share the resources you'll receive as a GSR or ISR. Kate, welcome. Thank you so
Thanks so
much for being
much.
here.
Thanks, Claudette. You guys can hear me okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. Yay, thanks. Hi, I'm Kate. I'm a debtor. So grateful to be here. I am a third year GSR. I won't be going to the World Service Conference this year because my term of service is over, but I'm really grateful to everybody who is going because I still need to be in recovery. And you guys are going to make sure that this thing continues. So thank you for that. I represent my home meeting, which is the Saturday 8:30 Eastern Time Steps and Tools to Prosperity meeting, and very grateful to them for this as well. Okay, so here's what I want to tell you about the resources you will receive. The biggest resource you will receive ahead of this program, ahead of this World Service Conference, is the recovery you already have, right? So your number one job is to protect the recovery you already have as you go into this thing, right? Protect your energy. Don't owe anybody an amends at the end of this time. And the way to do that is to have the book that we all have, we should have, which is the 12 Steps and Traditions and the 12 Concepts. This book tells us how to be good to each other, how to be good to ourselves, whether we agree or disagree, right? And it also tells us big picture why we're doing what we're doing, which is to live life differently than we did before we came into this program, I think. So this one we already have. You don't get it to go to the conference, but definitely please spend some time with it. Because the other thing I think it's important to mention is, like, for a lot of us, we don't get away from home much, right? So you're going to go, you're going to be doing all this work, but also you might be missing people at home that you're just not used, you might not be thinking about that yet. So just, you know, this also affects how you treat the people at home before you go and how you return to them, right? So thank you for your service. Please be in a great place when you come home from doing this service. So that was the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing I want to say is, think about the resources you have already, which is like your email, right? You're going to get about 100, 150 emails over the course of a year. So please make a folder for yourself where you can put all the stuff about the service you're going to do over the service year. In there, you can put this binder that we've been talking about, the electronic binder that you receive. And I'm going to talk about these things a little bit in layers, right? So big picture is the 12 steps, the 12 traditions, the 12 concepts. Next layer down is the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service. That's on our website right now, an electronic version. It changes every year, just about small changes, big changes. That tells you how our fellowship, big picture, works all the time. It isn't specific to this year, it's our fellowship. And whatever we put in there is kind of filtered through this other book that we talk about all the time, right? And our fellowship. It's there to, I love to call it the dams, because it dams back chaos, right? It dams back hurt feelings. Like, it protects us. So it's a great place to look. Even if you have a disagreement with somebody, you can be like, look, it's in the dams. So let's not talk about it because it's written there. So it's a terrific resource and it's there now. So take a look at it. And like Alpha said, please check out page 80. It really shows you the big picture of what you're kind of stepping into as people of grace and dignity as you do this work. Then the electronic binder, that's about this year, right? It's we change it really kind of a lot because the hotels are different, the timing changes a little bit, and even little things like this one, I really wanted to be able to highlight. There's a talent show at the gala dinner, and how you sign up for the talent show kind of changes every year. It's in a little bit of a different place. That binder changes every year, so there's little things you want to keep an eye out for. That stuff is in the binder. The binder changes a lot. Manual for service changes very little. This thing, like, never, right? The traditions and concepts. Those are things, I have about 5 minutes left. Those are things I really wanted to put, that's how I think of them as they come down. I also want to introduce you to the idea of the parliamentarian, if you haven't heard of a parliamentarian before. They are amazing. They are a person. First of all, there's parliamentarian rules, Robert's Rules of Orders, that rules of order that you may have heard of. At the beginning of the conference, you get a little red book, and it has cartoons, which is amazing. So you can, like, really understand what it says. And it just is like, look, here's how we're nice to each other. Here's the little process of who speaks when and for how long. Like Rob said, there's a timer for everything. You will fall in love with the timer at this conference because sometimes you want people to be done and the little dingy ding tells them that they're done. So you don't have to do it. Here's the thing about the parliamentarian. It's a person. They help the chair of the General Service Board keep the temperature of the room. Make sure that the work of the fellowship is getting done in a timely manner. I call them a detached process thinking partner for the chair. They think about the process. They don't care. They love us. They don't care what happens in our fellowship. They care that the process is followed. And they do this kind of work like it's their job. They're a professional that we hire. And it's a gorgeous thing. They demonstrate for us how to behave. It's great to have them at the front of the room. They're a non-member. So that's also really, really great to know. They stay up there, like I said, reports come and go, votes come and go. You know, we as individuals will go back and forth to the podium, but the parliamentarian and the chair stay at the front. The other thing I want to mention is please sign up for e-news on the main page of debtorsanonymous.org. That way, all the announcements that come out when the latest Ways and Means comes out, which is awesome, when the latest DA Focus comes out, which is awesome, you will know. And that way, your feelings aren't hurt. You'll know as fast as everybody else. Like, we don't want your feelings to get hurt. I have 2 minutes left. I think I might give 1 minute back, but I do want to say, please protect your energy. Please protect your solvency. Please consider every morning taking your quiet time, even if there's something really great to do. And the set aside prayer, if you don't know it, check it out. And take it into the rooms with you. Also, I do want to show you, this is my folder from last year. I've moved from Boston to Ireland. I took this with me. And this is my little voting. This is what it looks like when you get to vote at convocation. So thank you again for your service. Thank you to everybody who's spoken today. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And this fellowship has given me a life second to none. So I'm really, really grateful. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kate. That was great. Thank you. All the way from Ireland. Nice to have you. Thank you. So now our next speaker is Marianne, who's going to share a summary of your responsibilities as GSR ISRs once you return to your groups. So, Marianne, welcome.
Thank you, Claudette. Can I be heard, everyone?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Wow. Hello, family, friends, new GSRs, and everybody on this panel. I'm in the car because I'm on the way to an abundant event, but I'm so grateful that I could that Claudette asked me to do this, and that I can be here for you all. So the thing I think the thing that was asked of me and what you just said, Claudette, was a bit broader, but reporting back to the group, and I can speak to that first, reporting back to your groups. So the coolest thing about this 3 years GSR position for me, one of the coolest things, and about my DA recovery, is learning how to be me through all of the things that I do, bringing my wonderful, weird, sensitive, controlling, bossy pieces to all of the things I do in my service, and then seeing how that lands. And so, how I engage, just for all of these new people here, it's like just show up and be you. You're going to be the best you GSR as you. And I guess maybe I thought like a GSR has to be more like I have to be more like taking really good notes and all this and that. Like, no. So, or yes, if that's your way. So for me, and I said to Claudette when she asked me to do this, reporting back, I reported back in the way that I report back. So backing up, I remember someone told me, so you're at this 5 day conference, take the big five takeaways. What are five takeaways that you have that excited you, interest you, surprised you? And share this with your group, especially this being your first year. Like, easy does it? Keep it simple. So I think I made an illustrated slideshow. I think maybe I did that all 3 years because that was fun for me, highlighting the votes that we made, the early motions that the group knew about in advance. So I wanted to report back on those. But I reported back, I think I shared with my group, like, how does this whole thing work? Like, how does World Service work? And I shared a little bit of that because I didn't know about that. So, like, I don't know if this is, I think this makes sense. Like, you're going to take what you can get. You're going to process and understand whatever that is. It's not going to be everything. And so you will share those pieces. I think that's like, keep it simple. And have fun. As someone else in program has said, service is fun and it's free. So for me to keep it light, our recovery is very serious in the sense that, like, I hold it dearly. It's important to me, these principles and these traditions and how I live my life and my solvency and how I do recovery. And yet also, I'm human and we're volunteers and it's our first year doing this. So gentle compassion for myself and for others. So reporting back to the group. So you're going to be expected to give a report when you come back. So maybe September, October, November, whenever your group, it was hard for me to get on the calendar with my group, but I made a point, like, let me make a, I want to make a 15, 20, 30 minute presentation of what happened at the conference. Another thing is I saw some people, they have their keyboard there. They're doing their laptops. They're like typey, typey, type, type. Again, that's not how I stay engaged in a very lots of talking. So I'm writing and I'm doodling and I'm again making notes of the things that are important to me. But then friends share their notes. So maybe I, borrow somebody else's notes and that informs what I want to share with the group. I forgot. Oh, this thing was really cool. Because also the group kind of has no idea what we're talking about. Like my home group, like kind of doesn't, I don't know. I think a large part of my home group be like, okay, like it's all new to them too. So again, it's that keep it simple. I'll share one last bit because I'm probably running slow on time. It wasn't until maybe this third year that I realized, oh, I can report back what the GSR liaison, the GSB liaison, what he shared in the meeting. So when we have our monthly meetings, I can report back what he said about what's happening at the World Service level. Yes, I'm reporting about what my committee's doing, but oh, I'm hearing what's going on at the GSB level, and I can share that with my group. I'm just thinking, like, I guess it's just like a final thought, like enjoy this, and really like hold on to your heart and hold on to your fellows and your higher power and your sponsor and just do the best you can because you got 3 years, so next year you're gonna have something else to share. Thanks, Claudette. And the year after that, you'll have something else. And if you don't like the way that I did it, because this is my unique way, talk to others. And say, how did you do this? What did you do for a report? So I think that's all I have to share. I'm so grateful to be here and to have had this 3 year service commitment. It really deepened my recovery in DA and in my life. So thanks.
Thanks so much, Marianne. That's a nice way to close the presentation. That was great. Thank you to all our speakers. Our call host, Chris, will now end the recording for our sharing and question and answer period. Anyone sharing, asking, or answering a question will not be recorded. Before we begin this portion of the presentation, I'm going to read our 12th tradition, which states, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.